room, you can't move, you can't speak. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
You know, you're looking out into the darkness and then you see a figure, but it's darker than the darkness.
I just get this like really creepy feeling, and I see this this like shadowy demon looking figure in the front seat of the car.
She used to come into my room at night and stand right by my bed, and I just was petrified.
I remember I saw something fly by my bedroom window. We heard the bathroom door shut, so then we looked out my bedroom window down the hallway and the bathroom door was wide open.
So we came around the bend and we saw Eyeshine. This thing stood up. I mean, it stood up. And it had high pointed ears, it had a snout, had a long arm, and it grabbed the deer.
Kevin, my brother, how are you, sir?
Going straight in there. I'm quite fine, thank you. How are you, Thomas?
Oh, man, that accent is beautiful.
That sounded terrible.
I love it, man.
I was practicing. I was at work today. I was driving, right? And I was like, I'm going to do an English accent for Tommy tonight. And I practiced it all day, and then I just did it. And I was like, oh, man, that was terrible than earlier.
No. No, man, that was awesome. If you can do that every now and again, that'd be great, man. I was gonna say, if you can start the show, how you start your show, because I love how you start it.
You like it? It's weird. It's weird how I don't even know how I came up with it. I just started saying it one day. So I'm just like, all right, what's up, you fucking weirdos?
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Where the Weird Ones Are. My name's Kevin, but you probably already knew that. And if you didn't, well, now you do.
Love it. Love it, man.
I love your show too, man. I actually just listened to Oscar today.
Oh, awesome. Oh, thank you. Oscar's awesome.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, for sure, man. I thought he's been on your podcast before, hasn't he?
Not yet. No. I don't even think I follow him.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
But you have to now. Like, yeah, I have to now.
No, I love the way you start. I love that start. I mean, I try, for some reason, I don't know, when I started the podcast, I decided I wasn't going to swear. I don't know why. And I've just thought, I don't think I have swore. I don't mind people swearing. Like, this is, you can say what you want.
So I think it's just the way you genuinely speak.
Yeah, you know but I do. Mean? I do swear though.
Yeah.
But not on the podcast. I think it's because I know this is not a kid show, obviously, but I know kids do listen. And I don't know if
they do.
I know some younger family members that listen, and maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Because I probably wanted to start.
I don't know. I've never censored myself around my own kids.
Yeah.
So like even so when I'm around other people's kids, I guess when I'm around other people's kids, I do censor myself, but like, I don't know, it just comes natural.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're just words.
Yeah, for sure. You know? But I swear in front of my kids all
my
the time.
My kids know, they get the beat down if they say any of the words.
Yeah.
My son's 14 now. I was trying to get him to say fuck the other day and he wouldn't fucking say it. I was like, come on, just
good
say
man.
It. He's
good
like, no,
man.
You're going to ground me. And I'm like, no, I swear I won't. Just say it. I just want to say it.
Your kids are
I'm
good,
like, you're
man.
14. When I was 14, that was the only word I knew how to say.
If I said that to my three-year-old son, he'd be calling. He'd be telling me that all day. So that's respect. Oh, respect, man. But I've got to say, I'm loving the show, man. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, man, I appreciate it.
How you finding it?
Huh?
How you finding the podcast life?
I like it. I like talking to people about these topics. The conventions are dope as fuck. Like the last one I just went to, it was an outside event and it was huge. There was people everywhere. And there was a guy in this like a motorized wheelchair, and he's just sitting there like this across the street, staring at the everything going on. And I was walking by him. He's like, "Hey, what the fuck is going on over there?" I was like, I felt weird too. Say, I was like, "It's a Squonkapalooza." It's he's like, "What the fuck is that?" I swear to God, that was his voice too. And he's just like, "What the fuck is that?" I was like, it's a cryptid, I guess, that's been spotted in this area for like a few years now. And he's like, "I never even heard of it." I was like, "Well, I don't know." Like, it's in the air. I'm not this specific town, but it's in Pennsylvania. And he's like, "Well, all I know is I see fucking people over there dressed weird."
I love it, man.
Have a nice day.
You meet the best people in the paranormal world, don't you?
Yeah, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
It's funny too, because since I started the podcast, people have been randomly, like, not even knowing that I have this podcast about this subject, all of a sudden just seem to be comfortable enough to tell me like this weird shit. Like this lady that works at the scale house at my work. She was talking about a couple months ago, she was talking about how her and her husband go up to camp up north, and they have like this like secluded lake or whatever that they fish on. And she goes, "Every once in a while, Bigfoot will throw rocks in the lake." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, you'll see a rock come flying out of the woods into the water." And I was like, "No shit." She's like, "I mean," and then she goes, "It's probably just a rock falling."
No.
And I was like, "Why would you? You don't lead with Bigfoot throws rocks in the lake and then say Bigfoot's not real at the same time. What the fuck?"
Do you think she was testing the waters with you just to see where you are with it all?
Probably. I was like, "He's out there, man. He's out there."
Yeah. Get her on the show, man. Get her on the show. Get her on the show, man. That's what we like.
Actually, freaking, I just went out and bought a chair. And I sat it right here. I freaking got a little mini fridge and shit that I put beers in. And I'm going to start putting pictures up on the wall, which I already started. And so whenever I have somebody in the area that wants to be on the podcast, like my friend Paris, she's a practicing witch. She might stop by. But she also lives like a half an hour away, so she might end up doing Zoom. But we've been talking for a little bit. She's a really good friend. I've known her for years, so we'll see if she pops on.
Awesome, man. I've got to say, the studio is looking sick. Loving Thanks. It, man. Loving Thanks. It.
I actually just fucking got this, I don't know if you can tell, this Mothman picture right here behind the skeleton.
Yeah, that's sick, man. That is... Let me
see if I can fucking light it up for you.
Mothman is one of the OGs for sure.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, bro.
Really nice picture.
That is sick.
I just bought it at Squonkapalooza.
Awesome. We was talking before about how this the podcast is like a full time job. It consumes you. If you don't enjoy it, I don't know. I don't think I could do it if I didn't enjoy this because it's more than a full time job. It becomes your life, basically. Oh, that's how I feel it's become.
Yeah, there's times where I get stressed out. I stress myself out because I fucking wait till last minute to like put the episodes together, just because like everything else around me is happening, and you know I gotta tend to everything. You know, chickens, dogs, kids, work. Still gotta go to the gym, and I still gotta make time for myself. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And working like 60 plus hours a week, sometimes it hinders.
Yeah, man. Yeah, everything. For sure, man. Well, as I said, you are doing an awesome job. And at the amount of times I found myself the night before an episode should be dropping, like you're just getting it out an hour before schedule. And you're like, "Oh, next week I'm going to make sure I'm on top of it." And then it happens again. Life gets in the way. But that's just it.
Yeah. Like I was gonna record I was going to do my intro for next week's episode with Tim Moon, but
oh, awesome.
I didn't do it. I ended up, so I don't know if you know this. I might have told you, but you might have seen it as well, but I'm working on a comic book.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I just finished writing the first book, and I had sent it out to the illustrator already. And so what I ended up doing tonight, instead of, you know, getting my podcast ready, I started working on the second book.
Oh, awesome, man.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to go to CryptidCon. I'm hoping to have it physically by the time I go to CryptidCon in November, so I can, like, try and sell some, because it's the comic is based on cryptids. So
awesome, man. That's cool. Well, I'll definitely be getting one for sure, man.
I'll send you one.
Awesome, man. So thanks. Since last time you was on the show, I think it was in like the episode 20s, that sort of last time you was on the show.
I think it might have been episode 34, actually, okay. If I remember correctly.
You know better than me, man.
We recorded like January-ish.
Yeah, you and your sister was on the show. It was an awesome episode. Yep. You're actually on every episode now. By the way,
yeah, I know.
So you're on every show.
Yeah, I reached out to Zoe and I go, hey, I was gonna listen to your episode on Tommy's show. I was like, I got a half an hour into it and I decided that I wanted to ask you to be on mine, so I didn't want to like listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'd love to. And she goes, he has new intro music now. And I go, he does. Because I usually just like skip forward.
Yeah.
So then I had to go back and I listened to it again, and she's like, "Yeah, he said that because you were. It was right before you came on Conspiracy Tuesday, 3, I think it was. That she made that your new intro for you, and I go, and she goes, he was supposed to ask you. I was like, what do you mean, ask me? She goes, he wanted to ask your permission. I was like, that whole episode is his. Like, he owns everything that I said in that episode now. I was like, he doesn't have to ask my permission for shit.
I think I asked after I put it out.
You did.
Which is
you
not
did.
The best. Why you do it?
You're like, hey. Hey, it was right after we recorded Conspiracy Tuesday. And you go, oh, by the way, you're on my intro. I hope that's okay. I was like, yeah.
Every episode, man, you're there.
Yeah, I played it for my sister. She was still in the hospital from giving birth to her son, and she like I was playing it for her, and she's like, "Oh, I like it." She heard my voice. She heard Phil's voice, and then her voice comes. She's like, "Oh, that's my voice!"
Oh, I love that, man. Oh, how is your sister? How is she? She good?
She's doing good. She is trying the best she can to be a mom. So I think she's doing the stay-at-home thing for a little bit right now. So she was going to start popping on the podcast here and there, just like randomly, but she hasn't done that yet. So we'll see.
Yeah, man. I
try not to bother
her
too much. I will. For sure.
So since last time you was on the show, have you had any paranormal activity happen to yourself?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
So there's been shadow people in my upstairs hallway. You know, like, I think I told you on that episode that I have been seeing them. And then my daughter came walking in. She's like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I continued to see them. They're just, you know, just stand there. Sometimes they're like this in the doorway. Sometimes they're like leaned up against the corner or leaned up against the doorway, but they're never moving, right? So back in, it might have been early August, maybe end of July-ish. I had just fallen asleep. And it was a really good, like, it was deep sleep because I felt groggy when I woke up. But I just hear, Kevin! And I, like, wake up and I see this fucking shadow figure, and it looks like it has long hair, like a girl's hair. and I had just there was a woman that I had over on and she had left, and I thought she was coming back for some reason, and because all I could see is long hair, and I'm looking at it and I can't move. Like I've had picked up my head to look down to the foot of my bed and I'm stuck. I couldn't fucking move. And I was like, and I was scared. And she's like, the fucking figure's moving like this towards the bed, like really fast. Like I have to freaking like, it's just like this. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like I'm fucking trying to will the shit out of myself to move because my phone's right here next to my bed. And I'm just like trying to, and I fucking can't move my head. And then I finally break out and I freaking grab my phone and I light the room up and it's fucking nothing. It's gone. And I just sat there and I was like, holy shit. That was fucking scary. And then I sat there and I was like, I have to pee though. And I sat there for another couple minutes. I was like, I really have to pee. So I get up and I walk to the door and I open my door. As I'm opening my door, I was like, you better not be fucking in this hallway. And I open my door and there's nothing there. And I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. I was like, that was scary, you guys.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I don't know what that. So I talked to, I think it was Emily, that the illustrator for the comic book, the woman that makes my t-shirt designs and stuff. She's a medium and she does readings and stuff. And I was telling her about it. And she's like, are you like frustrated or something going on with someone? Like, are you like in like a weird state? I was like, well, I've been depressed, but like, I can't really like, she's like, just like, it just could be something feeding off of your negative emotions. And that's how it projected itself to you. So I haven't seen that since, and it's been a couple of weeks now, maybe a month. So, but that's the only thing as of recently. But other than that possible like dog man that I think I might have saw, all I know is red eyes. But from stories that I've heard, I would attribute those eyes to dog man. Other than that, that's. So that was one of the scariest nights, but this shadow person almost was equally as scary. Like that's how bad the paralysis was. But the fact that I was able to break out of it and actually move, because usually when you're in paralysis, you just allow yourself to feel it.
Yeah.
Because you feel helpless anyway.
Yeah, man.
So,
When I've been in a paralysis state, and I've actually had it again recently. It's like I'm fighting against something. It's like something's trying to take over you, mate. That's how it feels. And I'm swearing at it in my mind. I'm swearing at it, and I'm it's weird, man. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it's just it's like the same thing with lifting weights. Like, you fatigue your muscle, and you're trying to like today. Even when I was doing the one-arm preacher curls, I had the weight and I did a couple reps already and I was trying to get one more and my arm wouldn't move. And I'm like looking at it and I'm swearing at my hand and I'm just like, fucking move. And I was like, I fucking, I yelled at myself in the middle of the gym. I was like, let's go, bitch.
What the other dude's like, what?
There was a guy next to me. He just kind of like, what?
You okay, bro?
But yeah, no, that's what it feels like. Yeah. You're trying to move this thing and it's not, you're just stuck.
Yeah. Cause I've had sleep paralysis where I say sleep paralysis, but when I feel like it happens, I don't know if I am asleep or not. I know you're trying to fall asleep, but I wouldn't say I'm actually asleep. Like it's before I go asleep. Unless I don't know, I don't. It's weird.
I think every sleep paralysis I've ever had was from waking up.
Okay, so it's coming other out of sleep.
Other than that time on the swing set where like I saw that guy sitting on the swing next to me, and I was just holding the fucking chains of the swing, and I was stuck, and I wanted to move, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, I was wide awake. That was like midday, you know. Other than that, it's always when I have woken up, like as I'm waking up, something happens.
You see, I've spoken
whether
to people.
It's a shadow or hearing something move or whatever.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so having that happen during the day when you're awake and you're not trying to sleep or anything and it just happens in the middle of the day, that's terrifying, man. I've never experienced that.
Yeah, I remember staring at the ground and getting familiar with the freaking this little patch of grass. It felt like forever. Like I think I said in the original episode, the first time I was on here, where I just stared and I wanted to get up and run away. It felt like an hour maybe, and it was probably only like a minute or two. Yeah. And I finally just turned my head and it was gone. I was just like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's terrifying. So that lady that you saw the other day, I mean, for the people that can't see, that was a weird movement towards you. It reminded me a little bit of, is it Silent Hill? When you get when you get the nurses that move really weird.
Yeah, right? like that and you know what? Actually, it's like C-3PO.
Okay, yeah.
That's kind of like what it was. But like it was, like it almost looked like she was hunched forward and her arms were up. And she's just like,
oh man.
It's like, whoa, man.
Yeah, yeah. And that's freaky.
Yeah, I hope to God that shit doesn't happen again.
Yeah, you don't need that for sure, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've woken up and I've had shadow figures there standing over me.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying. But to have something move at you in that fashion, man.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a shadow person close enough to me to where I could touch it. You know what I mean? Like if I reached out or whatever, I don't think they've always been like a little ways away.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a punch as we spoke on your show. I tried to punch a shadow person once. That was my first experience of a shadow person. I thought it was my brother.
I remember that. That's hilarious. Because if I would have seen that, I would have thought it was my brother too, and I would have swung.
Yeah, you got him, man.
You got him. You got to keep your brothers on your toes.
That's it.
On their toes.
Yeah. Terrifying. So you were seeing this shadow figures quite a lot at one point.
Yeah, I mean, well, like I saw them like my entire life, up until like I was like 13-ish, because that was like the second time I tried to unalive myself, and I did it like with like a bunch of pills. I didn't know what I was taking, and I feel like it was just like set my brain off like chemically imbalanced or whatever. So like it closed that like door or curtain for me for a while until like it first of all got out of my system, and then, you know, I changed my mind up or whatever, and, you know, I started my spiritual journey, then it all started happening again. It's almost like it doesn't want me to, so it's like trying to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't, like, you're not supposed to love yourself. You're not supposed to be positive. You're not supposed to live your life without fear and regret.
Yeah, man.
Be scared.
Yeah. Yeah, these things, I mean, not in every case, but in a lot of cases, it does seem to be a negative thing and something that does feed off your fear.
Yeah.
And does want you to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Not in every case. I mean, some people, they don't think that, but that's how it seems in general with these things.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like the ones that I was seeing in the hallway and stuff, they didn't scare me. Like half the time I was just like, hey, what's up? Good night. Or good morning. Or hey, don't mind me, I'm going to the bathroom. And then like I get up to move towards it, and then it just like dissipates.
And these are just darker than the room.
Yeah, it's just darker than the darkness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, like Sam, I say in your intro.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. It's hard if someone's not seen these things. That is exactly how it is. Like, you can be in a dark room, and it's darker than the dark.
You could paint your room completely black with black paint, every friggin' nook and cranny, every little space, and then shut all the lights off, sit there in the dark. If one of these things are in there, you're gonna be able to see it, the outline of it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like when you first turn the light off when you're going to bed, and it's dark until your eyes adjust. It's like that, but obviously darker. You know, like, oh man, it's crazy.
It is. It really is. It's scary. Well, that one was scary. I've never encountered a shadow person that scared me until a couple of weeks ago. So it was interesting. That's for sure.
So what do you think it was? What if you had to?
Well, I think it's just I was having negative feelings about like my future, about pursuing a relationship, or should I stay, you know, alone? Like, I know I'm comfortable alone. I know I love being alone. I love not having to you know, check with somebody about doing something. And, you know, I guess maybe deep down I'm scared to commit, just because of like that spiritual journey. But I know, like, so I want someone, but I also want to be alone at the same time. Like, it, and I can't have that. I can't have both. But I mean, I know that I can find somebody that would respect, you know, like my boundaries and me having alone time. But I think I just need like more time to heal myself before I think that's what it is. I just got afraid and nervous about pursuing things further.
And then when you've got that vulnerability, these things, that's when they can attack.
Yeah. Yeah, and it fucking got me. Yeah. I mean, good. It was like literally right at the edge of my bed. Like, it could have touched my feet. And just as like I broke that freaking paralysis and grabbed my phone, like, because it was coming from my door. Like, I thought it was the actual person. Like, I thought it was a real person, but it was completely black. There was no light in the house, not upstairs. It's wicked dark upstairs anyway. But yeah, and
that is a scary.
My hair was like movement. Just flowing. I've never seen a shadow person with long hair before either.
Yeah. Interesting, man.
So, yeah.
It's interesting. So
I think it was like trying to like mimic her.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a family member. I won't say their name because I know they probably won't like me saying it. I don't think they listen, so I'm going to say it. But I know that they've woken up one night and saw a shadow figure with hair as well. So I've heard that. Shit. Yeah. But they don't believe that. They say they saw it and they thought it was their other half, but they're not really a believer. So I don't know where they've sort of left that in their mind, but they say they woke up and saw a lady standing there with described like a shadow figure with hair.
I've never heard of anybody else have a story with the shadow figure with hair.
Yeah, other than you guys, I've never heard that. Obviously, we hear about the Hat Man a lot.
Yeah, Hat Man.
Because I find that interesting how so many people see the Hat Man, how that has become, like, that's obviously. I don't know why, but that's the thing that a lot of people see.
Yeah. I've never seen the hat, a shadow figure with a hat or anything. It's usually just like a regular outline of a person.
Yeah.
Just a regular head with nothing on its head. And I can't tell if it has hair or not until this one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
So.
Interesting. Do you ever see shadow figures during the day?
I did when I was a kid. Like I told you, the video games were down in the basement, and that's where I saw the shadow figures. I would see them because the basement was always dark, so I always saw them in down there under the stairs or just far away. Yeah. And then I would sing to myself. I'd be like, "Oh, they're not gonna hurt me if I'm singing." Yeah, but yeah, it was always in the basement. I didn't see them. I've never seen a shadow person anywhere other than that basement during the day.
From the age of 13, when it stopped. Has it only recently just started coming back now?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
It's like my like spiritual journey of me finding myself is when everything started happening again. So, yeah, I went through a pretty bad breakup. I didn't want to, it is what it is. It just, you know, women get bored. No, but she was a good person. She just wasn't the person. Yeah. And I think we just tugged on each other's hearts a little too hard. We held on longer than we should have. And then I started therapy, and then I started listening to podcasts, and then, 2020, you know, that was when I really started waking up to a lot of other things. I've always been conspiratorial and all that shit.
Yeah.
But 2020 came around and I was like, man, fuck these people, man. All of them. Dude, it's so stupid. Yeah. And then it was just on from there. And it's been painful. It's been fun. It's been a fucking roller coaster of emotions. Anger, I still experience anger, but anger and fear have kind of subsided. I think, I don't know if I had mentioned it in the other episode with you, but most of my life I spent extremely angry just from like the childhood trauma and shit like that. And like I like to say, the best way to put my childhood is I wasn't disciplined, I was just beat. You know what I mean? Like I was never taught how to express my emotions because I didn't have adults that expressed their emotions healthy in a healthy manner. So I projected what I always saw. So if I did something that angered like my mother, it was instant contact. So whenever I got angry as I was growing up, it was contact. I put my hands on people and I got put in juvie. I got friggin' arrested a lot just for hauling off and punching somebody in the mouth for saying something slick, you know? Then I did, I did cage fighting for a little bit to freaking try and suppress that, like in my late teens, early 20s. And then my son came. Well, actually, it wasn't my early 20s. It was only when I was 18 and 19 because my son was born the day after I turned 20. And that was when I was like, I got to fucking get a real job. And then 2008 was the last year I was ever arrested. I got arrested in 2008 for, I think it was just like a traffic thing. I think I had a suspended license and I didn't realize that I did. But after that, I've never been handcuffed ever since. So they say kids change your life, man.
100%.
My son, I think I like to say my son saved mine. The path that I was going down, it would have been dead or in jail or worse. So,
well, knowing you, I feel like I know you quite well now. We've spoken a lot. I see you on social media every day, and you are a top man. So you've been through tough stuff, and credit to yourself, sir, because you're a top man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Because that's one thing I love about your show is how you're very positive, the messages you put out, and I love that, man, and how you support people. I think it's great. I really do. So I've got a lot of love for you, man.
You're gonna make me cry, Tommy.
I've got a lot of love for you. So
kind of make me cry.
You've been through tough times, but you've come out the other side and are a top man, and I mean that. Thanks. So
thanks, man. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, not a problem. I like to like mental health is super important. So the more that I can share from, like, I know that I didn't go through the worst of the worst. I know there's people out there that's been through shittier shit than I have ever even dreamed of being through. But I think, I've been saying recently, I think we focus so much on what makes us different that we forget to see our similarities. And I think celebrating our similarities will help us unite more as a human race. So the more that I can share of my shitty shit, maybe will help somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, for sure. I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, and I can't remember the name of the guy that he had on the show. He's a ginger guy. He's a great singer. He's just come big now as we're recording this. Do you know who he is?
Oh, he's got Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, he's a great singer. He's got a big ginger beard. So I love him already.
Yep. The first time I saw him was like a couple weeks ago before, like, he was TikTok famous and or even more, like, he's fucking huge now. But before his song ever hit number one, I remember coming across a couple of his videos, and I was just like, wow. And then my first thought was, is that Tommy?
He's got a great beard, man.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's got a good message too. Wicked positive.
Yes.
The fucking music industry is like, here, sign on this dotted line. And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, love that, man. Love that.
Yeah, the fucking music industry. Well, the like music execs, like the people that business wise run that industry are fucking so out of touch.
Yeah, oh, for sure. They just care about the dollar. That's it. Yeah. That's all they're worried about. And I think he's great, this guy. I don't know too much about him. I've listened to some of his music, and it's awesome. But he was talking.
I like I Ain't Got a Dollar.
Yeah, oh, it's brilliant, man. And he recorded it. He recorded it off his phone and put it out there. And it's amazing. And it just shows you don't need all the high-tech stuff. And, you know, he's got a lot of talent. He's just put it out there. And it's amazing to see, man.
Yeah. It's funny to listen to people like spin these stories about what he really means in his song, the Richmond, north of Richmond. They're like, oh, he's talking about the Union soldiers and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, he's talking about the fucking government, dude.
Yeah.
Like right now, he's not talking about fucking coming up from the South as a Confederate. He's talking about fucking being blue collar, everyday working man. You and me, all of us.
Yeah. I think he's got a great message.
For sure.
And I was listening. He was on Joe Rogan. I don't know if it was. I was listening to it recently.
And I think he came on last week.
Okay. Yeah. But he was talking about feeling anxious, and he was talking about thinking he was going to be, he was having panic attacks and thinking he was having a heart attack and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I could really relate to it because I went through something similar before I started the podcast. And I was listening to him talk about it so openly, and I was like, I should talk about experiencing stuff like that as well, because you don't know who you're helping. You don't know who.
Yeah.
It's good to hear people's struggles as well as their successes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The compliments you were just giving me, I get from a bunch of people online and stuff. And it, first of all, I'm bad at taking compliments. Like it makes me feel really weird just because I'm not used to it. Secondly, I don't feel like I am like anything special. So like I'm just like, no, give those compliments to somebody that fucking deserves it. Somebody that's out here doing fucking something different. Like David from Down the Rabbit Hole. Love that.
Yeah, he's a legend, man. Yeah.
Every day he's just like, man, you're so awesome. I love your show. Like almost every day. And like, at first I was just like, man, you gotta stop saying that to me. But now like, I like it.
Yeah. Where's my message, man?
But yeah. And then, it's just, it's a interesting road to travel for sure. Like, I was doing the same thing too. Like I was having panic attacks and shit randomly through my last relationship and stuff. Like I've said 100 times for anybody that listens to my show, I don't think she did anything to me maliciously. She just did it. Like I don't think it was planned out to make me go the route that I went. Like, but she basically just pushed me into like this super vulnerable state where I felt like I couldn't, like nothing I did was right. Nothing I did was good enough. I just felt like a piece of shit. And I would sometimes have panic attacks just before I went into the house to see, like confront her, to like be face to face with her. Be like, oh, what is she going to fucking bitch at me at for now? Or something like that. Like what? Like, and I would go through my head on the drive home from work. I'd be like, what did I do before I left work? Before I left the house this morning, like, did I fucking leave my socks on the fucking couch? Did I leave? Like, so this is my daily routine living with her.
Man, she would hate me. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I leave everything everywhere.
She would absolutely hate me now. I leave everything everywhere now. Like, I'm just like, I don't have anybody to fucking tell me to bitch at me about it now. So like, I mean, I live the way I want to live. I mean, everything's clean. It's just cluttered.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man.
But yeah, so when we first got together, so first of all, I would get my clothes together the night before we went to bed, and I would put them in my computer chair next to the door to the bedroom, or I'd put them downstairs in the living room. So like when I got up in the morning, I could go downstairs and I would get dressed downstairs, and then the clothes, like my shorts and or whatever t-shirt, sometimes I would put on a t-shirt to walk down the stairs because it was chilly, or I'd put a sweater on to walk down the stairs. And so my shorts and my sweater would end up on the back of the couch, and she fucking hated that. And I was just like, well, fucking, you want me to get dressed in the living room? Like, do you want me to take all my clothes off upstairs?
Oh, man.
So then I would do that. And then every fucking night. And then a lot of times, especially until we got the king size bed, when we were just in like a full or a queen, I would just lay like this. Because if I fucking moved, like I ended up having a panic, like sort of like anxiety panic attacks every once in a while, just because I didn't want to move. Like I was awake, I was uncomfortable, and I wanted to fucking move to go back to sleep and get comfortable, but I didn't want to wake her up because she was such a light sleeper. And like I loved her and respected her so much to the point where I was fucking killing myself. So yeah. Like there was one time early on in the relationship where I had moved, or I was snoring maybe, and she woke me up and she goes, quiet down. And I was like, what? And like it was just like this like whole thing, like the whole next day. She's like, I can't believe you talked to me like that. I was like, I was asleep. Like you woke me up from sleeping. Like I don't have control over the way I wake up. You know, it startled me, obviously, or else I wouldn't have fucking talked to you like that. So like now, and then throughout the rest of our relationship, whenever she would wake me up, I would like, before I said anything, I would like look around, make sure everything was okay first before I even spoke. So
yeah, that's
it
rough,
was yeah, I was exhausted.
Yeah, that must have been difficult. Yeah, man. You can't live.
It was.
You couldn't live like that, man.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't, I'm sure there was, I wasn't the greatest either. So, but I don't know. I think there was things that could have been done to, for both of us to have had a better relationship. Also, she waited until I moved in with her to tell me that she didn't like dogs.
Oh, knowing man. That I
had two dogs.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was the weirdest part of our entire relationship. That should have been like the fucking light bulb. Like,
yeah.
This is something I shouldn't involve myself with. But
I've got a thing in life. If someone doesn't like dogs, there's something not right with them. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to anyone listening that doesn't like dogs, but you're weird. It's not right.
No, it isn't right. It isn't right.
Man, it's not right.
You don't like animals and you don't like nature. There's something wrong with
it. Yeah,
there's
something not right, man. Apologies to anyone listening that doesn't like dogs or nature, but you're wrong.
Tommy will apologize, but I do not apologize. Fuck your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with Kevin. Oh man, yeah, that's you yeah. That must have been difficult. Thanks for sharing that, man. That
yeah,
difficult, you know. I mean, nobody can live like that. So
no, man, it was rough. Like, yeah, I know it's not paranormal, but it definitely affected my mental health.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I feel like on this show, it's like sometimes, especially when I'm talking to a guest like you, that we're pretty close. It's nice to learn more about each other and our experiences in everything, you know. So thanks for sharing that, man.
Yeah, was that problem.
Was that the start of your spiritual journey after the relationship, or was it something you was going through?
Yeah, I think it was like my canon event or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the relationship I had with her. Like I think I realized, like, because she was gorgeous. She is gorgeous. A gorgeous woman. There was so many things that like I wanted in a partner that she had. Like she stroked my love language, which is physical touch. Like she was always touching me and it drove me crazy, like in a good way. She was into the gym, so we would go to the gym together, which was fucking awesome. My fucking favorite thing in the world. And she loved adventure. So like random rides to fucking, like we'd take the kids on a weekend, we'd be like, let's get out of the house. And we'd go fucking somewhere. And it was like the best day ever every time we did it. But as soon as we got back to the house, it was back to the same old shit. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I mean, other than that, there's a lot of good things about her. I think she has things that she needed to heal from and she just wasn't healed yet. So, but yeah, I think like that relationship was my canon event that kind of like woke me up to what I really wanted and what I needed. So I mean, obviously I still need to do more work. I still struggle at showing my feelings or emotions or really expressing myself. The podcast has helped a lot actually, which is weird because I did not expect it. I was just like, I'm just going to talk to people about ghosts and conspiracies. And the more people I talk to, first of all, the easier it gets. And then the more I feel open and one with myself. So it's been fun. It's been a journey and there's still more work to be done. Definitely shadow work. I have barely done meditating and I want to do that more. I think my job kind of sucks the life out of me sometimes. And that's when I get into these like depression modes where like I get home from work and I don't want to do anything. And there's like, there'll be a sink full of dishes and I'll just stare at it for like 10 minutes standing in the middle of the kitchen. and I want to go to the gym, but I also want to do these dishes.
Yeah.
But then I'm just like, and then I end up not doing either. So, but yeah, and it'd be great. So what I want, what I've always wanted to do with my life is be a writer. But that's what I've wanted to do since I was a kid. I wanted to be a freaking movie director too. I was supposed to go to the New York Film Academy, which is actually really cheap. I mean, it's expensive, but it's cheaper than like any other college that I was looking into. But then I never graduated. So I was a high school dropout. Got my GED a few years after. I think my son was like, actually, no, my son. Yeah, I think my son was like 2 when I got my GED.
Well,
it's been interesting.
It's I'm a big believer anyone can be whatever they want to be, man. And I think you're still a young man. You're still going to be doing a lot of things. You've got you got the comic coming. You've got the awesome podcast. And the world is, as they say in the UK, the world is your oyster. I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they say that here too.
They say that. You know, when you say something, you're like, am I saying the right thing there? I do that so much on this show when I say silly things. I'm like, oh, man. But yeah, anyway, it is what it
sometimes,
is.
Sometimes I ask the same question twice. Like, I'll ask it early on in the show, and then I'll ask it later on.
Yeah, I've done that,
and not realize. Yeah, I've done that. Emily Paranormal, I asked if she just got done talking about Spirit Board, and for some reason I wasn't connecting Spirit Board to Ouija board. And right after she got done talking about Spirit Board, I go, have you ever fucked with a Ouija board? And she just like kind of like paused, and she goes, yeah, actually, all the time. And I was like, man, I can't fuck with Ouija boards. Like, and I just listened to her talk about Spirit Board for like fucking 15 minutes.
That's what I mean. When you listen back to it, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, I listened back to it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I am so sorry. I was like, that made it seem like I wasn't listening. I was listening. I just wasn't connected Spirit Board to Ouija board.
It happens, man.
I thought they were two different things for some reason in that moment.
I've done so many things.
When I was listening to it, I was like, that's a fucking, she's talking about a Ouija board. What the hell?
We all do it. I've done so many things like that. When I listen back, I'm like, oh, cringe. But it is what it is.
Yeah. I think most people understand anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. So you went on the spiritual journey, which obviously you're still going. We're all still going on that journey. We're always on a journey.
Yeah. If you ever think you're done, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So was it seeing shadow figure back to shadow figures? Was it seeing shadow figures once the dust settled and you were sort of on this new path, then you started getting these experiences again?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, man. Because I feel that for me, I never see myself as someone that's had quite a lot of experiences, but the more I'm talking about it and telling people my experience, I've had quite a lot of experiences. Compared to the average
person. We almost covered a freaking 2-hour episode with your experiences.
But I always think that before doing the podcast, I was always like, I could never go on a show and tell people my experiences, you know, but I've had quite a few experiences. And I feel since doing the podcast, I'm getting a lot more. Like there seems to be a lot more things happening. And I think it's something to do with being open to it. The more you're talking about it, the more you're looking into it.
You don't know what's on the other end either of people that you're talking to. Like everybody you talk to, they might not be protecting themselves. So they might have shit while they're talking to you and it's coming through the ether.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens, man. And that
it's just like with Ron.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
for
like,
sure.
I mean, it happens. There's times when you talk about specific, like especially when you talk about the darker entities with people, the screens will start fucking up or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, you start talking about the government. You know, I find that's another thing that happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
Things start happening. Everything's perfect. You mention a few things, a few keywords, and all of a sudden, you know, things start happening.
Mm. Exactly. We were just talking about weather warfare on this last Conspiracy Tuesday, and Jen started saying something, and I think she broke up, but it instantly fixed itself. But I was just like, they're listening.
Yeah, 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 man. So you said earlier that 2020 was a big wake-up call for you.
Yeah.
I think because I'm exactly the same as well, man. I've always had a conspiracy mind. I've always not trusted things and things like that. But for me, the same 2020, as soon as we experienced what we experienced, that was a whole different ball game for me. And that sort of changed everything. So you'd say there was a similar effect for you, for yourself.
Absolutely. Like the things that I was like, because I'd walk into places and, you know, they, at first they didn't care, but then they did. And then I feel like they got like power hungry because they knew that they could tell you what to do. They're like, oh, it's for the good of the general public and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're that worried, stay home. Like, why are you even out here?
Yeah.
If you're that worried about it. I just saw a picture the other day. It was like we have been working so hard to clean the bottles out of the ocean, and now we have masks to deal with. And there's a ton of freaking masks that they're finding in the ocean. Like, it's so dumb. And then the lockdowns. And then people losing businesses, people losing jobs, people not fucking losing their homes because they lost their jobs. And then I mean, I get that they, so I don't know if the UK did this, but they sent us checks and stuff for like a relief, which if you had lost your job due to this shit, that relief was like fucking, that was just enough to get you some food. You know what I mean? It was not going to keep the, it wasn't enough to keep a roof over your head. That's for sure. But yeah. And that, and so like, I was just like the whole time I was like, mandates aren't law. It's just a strong suggestion. Like, you don't have to obey a mandate. You can't be arrested for it. Like by law. Even though they did, they arrested people because they mandated no freaking large gatherings, and then people would have large gatherings and a bunch of them would get arrested. I was like, that's unconstitutional. And then January 6th happened, and I watched how fucked that was, because that was a lot of crisis actors. Fucking Ray Epps is a fucking Fed. He was walking around telling everybody to go in, and everybody's like, no, we're not going in. They're like, storm the Capitol. And then they had that hearing for the freaking for January 6th, and it shows a bunch of videos inside of like that guy with the fucking fur hat or whatever the fuck, with the horns. Like, he's just like walking around with the cops, shaking hands, talking to the cops, laughing with them and stuff. And like the pictures that they have of him would make you think that he was in there beating the shit out of the cops and just doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do.
Yeah. It was so weird, man.
And then they had Antifa people. You see them get off a bus. They fucking cover themselves with fucking Trump stuff. And then they go into this fucking crowd and start hitting the cops with the fucking American flag pole and with fucking bats and shit. It was
crazy.
It was ridiculous. And then that one woman that died, there's like this whole thing on it about how it was fake. She might have actually, from what I hear, she's actually dead, but the family actually, I heard a guy that's actually really good friends with the family on another podcast, she's actually dead, so that part isn't fake, but I don't know.
There was a lot of strangeness.
Yeah, it's
that day, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
That's the thing. The conspiracy theorists have been pretty right. I don't know. I mean,
we're 16-0, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, 16-0. It's
I mean,
it's fucking.
It's a great time to be a conspiracy theorist, though, because we're just getting it, you know. We're just
because you're like, what did I tell you? I told you.
Yeah, that's why I think these conversations are important, and why, you know, all the podcasts that talk about this sort of stuff, freedom of speech, man, is the most important thing.
And that's what the they're attacking. So
yeah, for sure.
Your opinion is different. You need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, which no,
no. Listen here, love. I'm not going to do what you want me to do. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and have my spot of tea and my crumpet.
I love that, man. That's
dog
awesome.
Dog on.
Dog on, yes. That's awesome, brother. I love that. Everyone I talk to at the moment, I'm saying, what do you think about the recent UFO disclosure, talk of UFOs? What's your thoughts on it? Do you think it's
well, I think it's fucking. I think it's funny that they come out and say that it's real, but they didn't show us any proof. They're like, hey, we have all this, but we're not going to show it to you. Well, first of all, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I think that's second what of all, a lot of everybody's people... everybody's like, we already knew that.
Yeah.
Why are you telling us? Why are you telling us now? One of these like whistleblowers or whatever the fuck you want to call him, I can't remember his name, but he's been on a shit ton of podcasts talking, saying the same, like almost the same shit. And I think he has a book or something that he's trying to fucking push too, on aliens or whatever. So I think he's compromised, first of all. But I mean, we know that they're real. It's just where do they come from?
Yeah,
because we know that the space station isn't in, the International Space Station isn't in space. We know we didn't go to the moon. But there's also like there's a lot of discussions on Mars though, which is I don't know what Mars is yet. Sometimes I wonder if like the planets that we see are just portals. Like I think the moon might be a portal.
Interesting.
But yeah, no, I mean, aliens are real. It's just, are they already here? Are they coming from the Earth? Yeah. Like, are they coming out of the Earth because we're disturbing it, because we're tapping into natural resources, and we're killing the planet and a lot of different ways. And the thing is that they say like, oh, the Earth has X amount of years left too. How do they know that? I don't understand where they're getting that data from. And yeah, I don't know. And then there's the aliens in Peru. There's videos of them shooting at these fucking things and they're like, oh, it's just miners trying to scare the freaking
jetpacks.
I was like, yeah, they got freaking jetpacks are like fucking hover boots or whatever, like
pretty high tech
miners that have any shit like that.
It's crazy, man.
You know,
it's crazy,
and it is. And
there's some people saying that there's still attacks going on there, but they're keeping it quiet.
Yeah,
I don't know how true that is, but yeah.
Well, you gotta TikTok's the way to go because it's not regulated that like on that particular front. Like it's regulated to the point of things that you can't talk about, like certain things, because obviously China still wants to push certain propaganda. So like some things that go against their narrative. I think all the governments right now are working together, and they're just playing it like they're not. I don't think nukes are real. I think it's just atomic bombs because, I mean, Hiroshima is doesn't even have any radiation anymore. I think radiation is a natural thing that comes from the earth. So when they bomb, when the fucking bomb hits the fucking ground and goes like it disturbs a lot of the earth, like especially an atomic bomb for Hiroshima, like it got fucked. I just think like radiation is a natural thing that comes out of the earth. And I think that's where they were reading the radiation from.
Yeah. And
supposedly Chernobyl isn't as bad as we've been told either. Now, don't take my word for that. Don't quote me on that. That is just something that I heard. I don't know for sure. But I know Hiroshima. I know Hiroshima people moved in like almost right after the bomb. So
yeah.
They went right back.
Do you feel like if we had nukes, that one of these crazy people would have already used them and blown us up by now?
I think so.
You know?
I think so. Like they know that nukes aren't real, and so like when Korea was like, "We have nukes too," and everybody's like, "No, you don't," but we can't say that you don't because that would give us away.
None of us have anything. Oh man.
And who knows, maybe I could be wrong on that, but that's, I mean, it's just like I said, it's just what I think. It's an opinion. You can disagree with it if you want. It's totally fine.
No, that's cool, man.
But I don't know. And it's just like when they were testing these bombs out, the nukes or whatever the fuck, they were back out in Nevada back in like the 50s or whatever, and it, there's all these videos of this bomb going off and destroying everything in its path except for the camera.
Yeah, man.
Camera was fine.
Yeah.
The footage was fine. It didn't even get blurry.
Like I say, they make it very easy for the conspiracy theorists, don't they?
They do.
They set it up right.
Yeah. And they make it pretty easy to catch false flags.
We're living in crazy times.
Yes. I mean, I know I went off like on that from the aliens, but yeah, I'm not 100% sure on what the purpose of telling us, other than like Project Bluebeam, like bringing that to fruition. That's the only thing that I can think of that they would be coming out telling us that aliens are real. But you listen to the same podcast I do, so I have the same kind of like inkling as them, as it's going to be holograms with shooting at regular people, and they're going to be our guns. They're not going to be alien guns. Interesting. We live in a haunted house, Tommy.
We do, man. We do.
Everything is meant to scare us and manipulate us to be scared.
Yeah. But the problem is, we're a lot more powerful than they know, and we're coming.
You gotta open up your third eye.
Yeah, what?
The more, raise your frequency, raise your vibration. Yeah,
100%.
And then we all can ascend together, and we can all be one as one human race, because these fucking people that are in power are not fucking human.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely how it seems, man. For sure.
That's my thought process.
Yeah. Well, I love it, man. And thank you so much for coming on. And
thanks for having me.
Being so honest, and you know, I've loved this conversation, man. I feel me like too. I know you even more. I feel like I knew you before really well. I feel like I know you even more now, man. And you, as I said before, you're a top man. You're a legend. And I love what you do.
Oh, my God. That's too much, Tommy.
Take the compliment, man.
Oh, fine. Thank you.
No, but seriously, thank you so much, man. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on. And it won't be the last time we record together, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I actually want to have you on for another Conspiracy Tuesday.
I'm there, so, brother.
100%.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing part of your life with me, man.
No, thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you and your awesome podcast?
Absolutely. So it's Where the Weird Ones Are. I'm on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple. What the fuck else? iHeartRadio. I also have video up on YouTube and Rumble. The only thing is episode 40 got taken down from YouTube. So if you want to watch the video aspect of it, you have to go to Rumble for that. But yeah, and I have an Etsy. I don't know if I've told you that, but I have an Etsy where I have clothes and shit. I have stickers, I got bags, I got cups and mugs. Yeah, and I have some sweet ass designs. So that's etsy.com/shop/ where the weird ones are. That's like the best way to support the show, other than liking, sharing, and subscribing. Because I don't have a Patreon, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna, just because I enjoy talking to people about this stuff so much, where I don't really want to like charge people for it. So the best thing you can do to really support, because I actually kind of need a new computer, so like buying some shirts would be fucking fantastic. But buying some shirts and buying my comics when the comics come out. But other than that, I'm on Facebook, Where the Weird Ones Are, and Instagram's where I'm most active, and that's where _ the weird ones are. So yeah, DM me if you want to talk about some shit. And maybe if anybody listening wants to be on the show, or vice versa, I'm always down. So
awesome,
that's that in a nutshell, my friend.
Awesome, brother. And I will share the links, as always, in the show description so people can find you easily. Kevin, thank you so much, man. I want to end this one last time, British accent. I want you to end the show with how you normally start the show, with a British accent.
I've actually done that on my show once. Actually, I think it was your episode.
If we can end it with that, that'll be awesome. No pressure.
All right. What's up, you fucking weirdos? Welcome to another episode of Where the Weird Ones Are. My name is Kevin, but you probably already knew that. And if you didn't, well, now the fuck you do.
Oh, I love it, man. Thank you so much, brother. And look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Something's in your room. You can't move, you can't speak. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
You know, you're looking out into the darkness and then you see a figure, but it's darker than the darkness.
I just get this like really creepy feeling, and I see this this like shadowy demon looking figure in the front seat of the car.
She used to come into my room at night and stand right by my bed, and I just was petrified.
I remember I saw something fly by my bedroom window. We heard the bathroom door shut. So then we looked out my bedroom window down the hallway, and the bathroom door was wide open.
So we came around the bend and we saw Eyeshine. This thing stood up. I mean, it stood up. And it had high pointed ears. It had a snout, had a long arm, and it grabbed the deer. What?